This is Jordan Seculo. Today on Jay Seculo Live, pressure on James Comey as the Inspector General releases his report.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
Well, we are awaiting the Inspector General for the Department of Justice report on how Jim Comey and the FBI first handled the Clinton email investigation matter. We already have gotten a report about Andrew McCabe's conduct that led to Andrew McCabe being fired and potentially facing criminal charges. Remember, that was also recommended in the IG's report. This report that should be coming out this afternoon or any moment, really, but at least by early evening today, we've been told, focuses in on the Clinton investigation and the wrongdoing by the FBI and the Department of Justice. And then there should be yet another report coming out in the future about FBI wrongdoing and the unmasking and the FISA issues involving the FBI's investigation to the Trump campaign. But this is the Clinton campaign. The one kind of constant throughout this: Jim Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page. Check this out. This is coming from what appears to be a leaked copy of the IG's report that Bloomberg News has at least got some of. So we're reading this from a trusted news source at Bloomberg News. This is from Jennifer Jacobs, the White House reporter there, quoting it, the IG report, that several FBI employees who played critical roles in the investigation sent political message. It cites Lisa Page's text, this is one I hadn't seen before, to Peter Strzok. Trump's not ever going to become president, right? Right? You know how Strzok, who was the head of the FBI counterintelligence and for a while was the head investigator for the special counsel's team investigating the Trump campaign? You know how he responds to Lisa Page? No, no, he's not. We'll stop it. We'll stop Trump from becoming president. That is going to be in the report that we see today. That is shocking from our top FBI officials, not just complaining about who the next president may be, not just saying they don't like them, but saying that we will stop it. That's the deep state at its worst. And for those of you who've heard people say the deep state is nothing but this right-wing conspiracy, this is it in action. I want to get your thoughts on this, folks. 1-800-684-3110. Because if this is just three sentences within this 500-page IG report, can you imagine the destruction this may cause to the overly politicized, as we believe, FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation, that it's time for some real reform at? I want to go to Sam Bennett in Washington, D.C. As people start calling in, I want to get your thoughts on this. FBI agents saying they will guarantee a presidential candidate will not win. Top Jordan, FBI agents saying that. 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on the air about that, it should be outrageous, folks. 1-800-684-3110. And that agent still has his job at the FBI.
It's one of the highest ranking members of the FBI trying to directly influence an election, Jordan. I think this is the worst thing, the most inflammatory thing, the most inappropriate thing, the most fireable offense thing that I have seen during this whole thing, Jordan. And I'm glad that it comes on the same day that the Attorney General mentioned that if the information in this report is as bad as it might be, that more terminations would be coming. Jordan, we cannot have an FBI or really any part of our law enforcement apparatus, including the Department of Justice, having the leaders. This is not a line agent, Jordan. This is the seventh floor of the FBI saying that we will not have a certain president. Why will we not have a certain president? Because we, the FBI, will stop it. Jordan, that's the worst thing I've heard in this whole thing.
Folks, the Washington Post has now sent out an alert with this text message. We broke it first here on Jay Seculo Live. It is very important. We want your thoughts. 1-800-684-3110. I mean, this is just a few lines of the IG's report, which hasn't been released yet, and it is already so damning to the Federal Bureau of Investigation. We come back. We're going to take your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. Stay up to speed with us at the American Center for Law and Justice. Support the work that we do with a donation at aclj.org. How we do all of this work, aclj.org. We'll be right back. The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. As you know, Pastor Andrew is facing charges of, quote, Christianization, on trial for simply living out his Christian faith. He could spend the rest of his life in a Turkish prison. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved, and we've submitted a critical legal document to the United Nations. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at aclj.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Well, we started it on our broadcast, and now it's breaking news alerts all over. If you look it down at your phone from the Washington Post, I mean, from the mainstream media. I mean, I got to give him credit. Let me read it off my phone, because sometimes you actually see a Washington Post breaking news. FBI agent texted, quote, "will stop Trump from becoming president," a disclosure that's included in a Justice Department report to be released today. So remember how we've talked about how Strzok and Page had this inappropriate relationship. They planned to take down Trump. They were going to work with Andrew McCabe to take down Trump before he became president. And Andrew McCabe ultimately fired for other reasons from the FBI. Here's the exact exchange the Washington Post did not put in their tweet, but Jennifer Jacobs did from Bloomberg News. She's their White House reporter. Quote, several FBI employees who played critical roles in the investigation into Hillary Clinton's server and emails sent political message, the IG report says. It cites Lisa Page text to Peter Strzok. Quote, "Trump's not ever going to become president, right? Right?" Strzok writes back, "No, no, he's not. We'll stop it." These are the top counterintelligence FBI agent is telling one of the top attorneys at the FBI that they will stop Donald Trump from becoming president of the United States. So you tell me, folks, if you believe there was a deep state at work trying to undermine the election of Donald Trump as president of the United States, even after the people began to vote. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on the air. That's 1-800-684-3110. When people talk about witch hunts, this is this gives you more and more evidence when you start reading through this. And this is what's included in what we believe is about 500 pages that are coming. It is outrageous, folks. Give us a call. 1-800-684-3110. Can you believe that the FBI top counterintelligence agent who served on Bob Mueller's team until he was caught texting with Lisa Page, just nasty things about President Trump. Not that he was going to overthrow him or stop him from becoming president, but he was with Bob Mueller's team, the special counsel's team. This is outrageous, folks. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110, and we haven't even gotten the full report yet. This is just the preview, Than. It's just the preview, and the preview enough to raise everyone's blood pressure and just kind of does that double check where you realize this just stinks. None of this is good.
Well, there's going to be a lot more in there, Jordan. There's no doubt about it. But I just want to give a little bit more color, a little bit more context to the text you just made. Remember, these are the same two employees who also said that the way that that this would go down is that they would they had an insurance plan that they had talked about in Andy's office. Andy, of course, was Andy McCabe, their boss, who has since been fired because of the previous report that the inspector general put out. So, Jordan, this comment, as shocking as it is, actually makes a lot of sense when you consider what we already know about what these three were engaged in. They were actively involved in trying to influence the election. When you put the insurance plan that was discussed in Andy's office together with this chain of text messages that no, Donald Trump will not be president because we will stop it. Jordan, here's what it says to me. There was a plan in place, and it was clearly a politically motivated, a politically biased one. Now, let me tell you one thing I am a little concerned about. There are some reports in this Bloomberg article that maybe there is going to be some conclusion by the inspector general that James Comey or others did not have political motivations or political bias. Well, let me tell you, I don't even need to know any more than what you've already shared over the air. We will stop it. We will enforce an insurance plan that was discussed in Andy's office. Jordan, that is political bias. It's political bias at the top echelons of the FBI.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we could keep going here with this. When it comes to the attorney general, he has said this, Jeff Sessions. We did have an IG report from Mr. Horowitz, who will be making this report about Mr. McCabe, who was deputy director at the time of the FBI. And I did act on that, and Mr. McCabe was terminated. And if anyone else shows up in this report to have done something that requires termination, we will do so. Now, I believe Lisa Page is already gone from the FBI. Peter Strzok, as we believe, is not, from last we've heard. If he really said that, and they've got it in their report, we will stop Donald Trump from becoming president, he should be terminated. Okay, so there's another person that AG Sessions should be terminating through, probably FBI Director Christopher Wray. And if there's any pushback there, then get rid of Wray and make sure that, again, Peter Strzok is gone. There's just no excuse. Whatever side of the aisle you're on, the FBI agents should not be saying they're going to stop a U.S. presidential candidate from winning. That is wrong. That's how we get to abuse of power in our system. A really scary abuse of power and law enforcement in our United States of America, which is something we don't want. We want these institutions to be great and trustworthy. And that's why we have to root out these bad actors. Let's go right to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. Scott in Tennessee on line one. Scott, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you, sir. I'm glad to be here. First-time caller.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, I got a question that confuses me. I'm a national insurance agent, so I understand some laws, mostly related to insurance. But how is it possible that McCabe, Comey, Clinton, Lynch, Holder, which probably was directed by former President Obama, have not had any charges filed against them? And we know that at least two or three of them have lied under oath.
Well, I mean, it's about the Department of Justice. So obviously, under their Department of Justice, they weren't going to do anything. Under the Sessions Department of Justice, they are, I think, taking their time. First was the dismissal. There was a criminal referral for McCabe. Now, I don't think that this administration wants to go back and relitigate Holder and relitigate, whatever happened with many of the former White House officials. Hillary Clinton, sometimes they talk about, sometimes they don't. I really don't think they would either there. It's more about these the people really running the institutions, like at the FBI and the Department of Justice, that are in the crosshairs of these reports. And that's the Andrew McCabe types who've already lost their job and has a criminal referral against him. That will take time to see if it actually becomes charges filed against him. Same could go for someone like, I could see, Peter Strzok and many others. And we're just getting the pieces. This report has not yet been released. And when it does, it's supposedly going to be in the, you know, somewhere near 500 pages or so. I understand people's frustration, but I think, Than, we are right on the cusp of getting a whole lot of information about just how bad these actors were at the FBI and Department of Justice. Because, you know, this was supposed to be focused on Hillary Clinton, and yet we're getting information from this about how Peter Strzok, on a report about Hillary Clinton, was telling Lisa Page how they were going to stop Donald Trump from becoming president.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of attention given, Jordan, to whether or not the Inspector General does grant that criminal referral or whether members of the Hill then try to send a criminal referral to the Department of Justice. But I really encourage people to dig deeper when this comes out because, look, I just know from years of being in Washington, a lot of times these bureaucracies don't go as far as taking action as they should. So if that criminal referral is not in there, we still need to pay attention to the details here. I just wanted to go to one other thing to underscore your point here, Jordan. You remember when Director Comey came out and said that it was likely that foreign actors had gained access to Hillary Clinton's server. Well, we are getting a report from the Hill right now through Fox News' Catherine Herridge that the House committee that is preparing to get testimony from the Inspector General next week has an email from Peter Strzok that says it is more accurate to say we know foreign actors obtained access to some of her emails, including at least one secret one. And the reason I bring that up now, Jordan, if the FBI knew that foreign actors had accessed that server, and yet Director Comey declined to disclose that, that would tell you why there may not have been criminal prosecution moving forward, because they were actively trying to minimize what they knew about how compromised Hillary Clinton's server had been. Well, again, we don't have that document in our hands as we speak, but the reporting suggests that they knew way more than Director Comey let on.
Yeah, again, let me just read this for you. I mean, one more time, from colleague Catherine Herridge, this is Chad Pergram, who covers Capitol Hill for Fox News. The House memo in preparation for the IG hearing next week shows foreign actors obtained access to some of Ms. Clinton's emails, including at least one email classified secret. Foreign actors also penetrated private email accounts of some of Ms. Clinton's staffers. From the House memo ahead of next week's DOJ hiring, Mr. McCabe appears to have not been forthright with Congress during an interview conducted by the committee concerning his knowledge of meetings and actions taken by Mr. McCabe and his team on those matters. I mean, so Than, again, a lot happening on Capitol Hill. What we are finally starting to see is who the bad actors were, from the top to the middlemen. But most of these, again, are top officials. Peter Strzok, top officials. And let's not forget, they all got ties to Russia because they all were brought over to that team. And then they got fired from that team because they were partisan. But now we're finding out they were more than just partisan. They were going to stop Donald Trump from becoming president. I mean, that is just the kind of language that should get you fired and maybe put in jail when you're an FBI official.
And I think there's another reason that they're probably all nervous today, Jordan, because most of them have given testimony to the United States Congress as well. And if this report shows that they lied to Congress, Jordan, that's another reason they better have a good attorney and they better be prepared to defend themselves. Because one thing that the United States Congress does not like is being lied to and then to receive conclusive evidence that they were lied to.
All right, folks, when we come back, there's a lot to talk about. We're going to take more of your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. The FBI saying they will stop Donald Trump from ever becoming president. That is in the IG's report, which will come out later today, but we're already getting pieces of that. There's more on McCabe, more on Comey. We want to talk about it all with you. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. It's an exciting day to get to the bottom of so many of these issues. 1-800-684-3110.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. As you know, Pastor Andrew is facing charges of, quote, Christianization, on trial for simply living out his Christian faith. He could spend the rest of his life in a Turkish prison. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved, and we've submitted a critical legal document to the United Nations. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at aclj.org.
You know, we talked about McKay. We talked about Peter Strzok. Let's not leave out our favorite, America's favorite fired FBI director, Jim Comey. He also has got to be sweating bullets a bit today because of the headline, and again, mainstream news outlets, that Comey broke from FBI procedures in Clinton probe IG fines. And this is what we are going to learn about Jim Comey in this report. Again, it's a 500-page report, but these are just parts that are being released to news outlets, mainstream news outlets. Comey won. That the IG concluded that by departing so clearly and dramatically from the FBI and department norms, the decisions negatively impacted the perception of the FBI and the department as a fair administration of justice. So what were the main topics that Jim Comey is being looked at by the IG? Number one was Comey's announcement in July 2016 that no prosecutor would find grounds to pursue criminal charges against Clinton. Was that for improperly handling classified information, as well as number two, Comey's decision to inform Congress only days before the election that the Clinton investigation was going to be reopened? Weren't very happy about that if you were a Hillary Clinton supporter. And then again, looking at the information about the anti-Trump texts from Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and McCabe, all of this, again, will be in the IG's report. So the names you know, the Comey, McCabe's, Strzok, the Page, that's all going to be there with a whole lot more. But I think what is most shocking and what the mainstream media is picking up on right now and what I want your thoughts on, we've got two phone lines open and we're about to go right to the calls, is this exchange from the IG's report. This is from, again, Bloomberg News got this copy. Several FBI employees who played critical roles in the investigation, one of whom joined the special counsel's team to investigate President Trump and the Russia-Trump campaign collusion, sent political messages, the IG report says. But not just, I'm a Republican or I'm a Democrat. No, no. It cites your two favorite people, Lisa Page texting Peter Strzok. And Strzok and Lisa Page writes, Trump's not ever going to become president, right? Right? And Strzok writes back, real tough guy. No, no, he's not. We'll stop it. The FBI's lead counterterrorism investigator is saying, we'll stop it. The government, the FBI, will stop it. Remember their meetings in Andy's offices about what plans they would have to take, you know, and possibly putting together a plan so that there would be a special counsel that would try to, distract people away from President Trump's first term in office? I mean, all of this coming together, all in the IG's report. But the sense that an FBI official, high ranking, believes that it's a good and righteous thing, which I can't believe he did or does. He should know it's illegal to try and undermine the democracy, the democratic republic we've created, and our system of voting to stop and try and stop Donald Trump from becoming president. And what were his ways of doing that? These are the questions we want to know answers to. What do you think Peter Strzok was willing to do to stop Donald Trump from becoming president? When will he have to answer those questions? How far was he willing to go? 1-800-684-3110 is the number you call to talk to us on the air. That's 1-800-684-3110. Awaiting, again, the bombshells that are going to be throughout this IG report, which we should get our hands on later today. Mary Ellen, in Illinois, on line three, Mary Ellen, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Oh, welcome. Hello.
Thank you.
We agree that all these people should be fired. Mm-hmm. But I have a couple questions. What kinds of crimes would they have violated? Are they felonies? And what about Hillary's investigation? Can that be reopened? Because we know she committed felonies, then it's like, what's the statutes of limitations on her?
Yeah, I think for a lot of those are recent. It wouldn't be so much statute of limitations. It would be whether or not it's worthwhile to use the Department of Justice to go specifically after her. Or do you look at these bad actors who are still within the FBI causing trouble? For instance, in McCabe's situation, the reason there was criminal referrals there was because the illegal leak of classified information to reporters. That is illegal. It can be a felony. So that right there, that's why he was fired. Fired and does not get his benefits because of the leaking he was conducting of classified and top secret information from the FBI to reporters. When it comes to Lisa Page, who already quit her job, and Peter Strzok, a conspiracy to overthrow the president of the United States, I mean, there's a crimes there. Not doing your job correctly, trying to use your position to influence the outcome of politics, all of those, there are plenty of laws that go up and down the Federal Register that make it a crime to do this, to use your position for political gain. I mean, so, Than, it's kind of like the list goes on from these individuals, and it will be up to, I think, you know, it's the IG who will make that first assertion of should there be referrals. But that doesn't stop someone like in Jeff Sessions' office and his deputies from reading this and saying, you know, I think this was criminal too, or we need to research this as well.
Yeah, that's right. And I'd add one more to it, lying to Congress for a number of these individuals. Sure. And I think you might see referrals from Congress on that point. But Jordan, I want to underscore something that you said. I think Mary Ellen's point is a good one. I think that's something that has to be looked at, but it's not the most important one. And let me tell you why, because these people who still have their job have awesome powers currently, Jordan. I mean, we're talking the power to surveil the American people. So the very first thing is those people with that kind of power first have to be rooted out. If they have demonstrated that they cannot handle that authority, that they cannot behave responsibly in those positions of power, then they need to be removed. Let me remind you, Jordan. Peter Strzok, I know you know this, but I want to make sure our listeners remember. He was the one who interviewed Hillary Clinton in this investigation. So we're not talking about a low-level official. We are talking about the top floor, the seventh floor of the FBI, right alongside Andrew McCabe, right alongside James Comey. Those are the kind of people, when they abuse their power, the power has to be stripped from them. That's where we've got to start, Jordan.
All right, let me take one more call before we go into our second half hour of the broadcast. Remember, second half hour coming up. So keep those calls coming in. 1-800-684-3110. We're awaiting the full report of the Inspector General on the handling of the Clinton email and server investigation. But whew, already getting a lot of information about what's in this related to Donald Trump, actually, not what we were necessarily expecting. And this idea that they could take down Donald Trump, the FBI, and people mock the idea of a deep state. Kind of interesting when it Washington Post is breaking news with what appears to be the deep state action. Tom is in Connecticut, online six. Tom, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, yeah, hi, guys. This is catastrophic, and I think it should be dealt with like a catastrophe. All these players should be handled like criminals for sure. And is it possible to make a statute where they nor anyone in their families ever can be in politics ever again?
Well, you know, these were not political. These were not politicians, not unless you're talking about Hillary Clinton and some of the others. These were career officials at the Department of Justice and FBI. No, you're not going to be able to punish their families, but I get your sense of outrage here. They certainly, though, could be in positions where they can no longer be in these positions, losing security clearances, criminal trials potential for some of them. Some may go to jail. I mean, so yes, it becomes very serious, but we're not going to ban their family members, and it's very tough to keep people out of running for office. I mean, you know, you could do that with any kind of record you want, because we elect the people we choose with their flaws as public as they want them to be. When we come back, a lot to unpack here. We're going to get to all those phone calls. We had a couple lines open, 1-800-684-3110. Support the work of the American Center for Law and Justice. That's at aclj.org, aclj.org. Donate online today and support the work of the American Center for Law and Justice.
The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at aclj.org.
Jay Sekulow Live, thanks for joining us in our second half hour. We got two questions that came in through Facebook I want to take that we were covering during our break, and then we'll get right to the phone calls as well. For those of you hanging on the phone, you know we're talking about the Inspector General's report on the Clinton investigation. This is to the server and the private server and the emails. And we've gotten to a lot of information that's already come out, even though the full report by the Inspector General has not yet been released. It's scheduled to be today and maybe later on this afternoon. Eleanor on Facebook wrote, Jordan, how will the mainstream media try and spin this? Dan, right now, the mainstream media, I mean, I even tweeted a Washington Post article for everybody just so they could see it, is treating this as just breaking news. I mean, I think they're as shocked as we are that you had a Lisa Page from the FBI texting a top counterintelligence official at the FBI, Peter Strzok, Trump's not ever going to become president, right? Right? And Strzok writing back, No, he's not. We'll stop it. And then Strzok gets put into Bob Mueller's team until Bob Mueller figures out this guy's no good.
Well, first of all, I'd say this, Jordan. If the outlets actually report the text as they are, if they report that that Peter Strzok said, no, he's not, we'll stop it, I don't think there's any spinning that. I mean, I don't think there's any way you can spin that into anything other than a completely inappropriate action. Now, maybe some of the outlets won't cover it at all. Maybe that's the direction they'll go. They won't cover it. I also think, Jordan, to get directly to Director Comey's involvement, the reports are that it is going to call him insubordinate, and it's going to say that he departed clearly and dramatically from the FBI and department norms. Jordan, almost as if he were acting like he had a higher loyalty. That was the title of his book, right? He had a higher loyalty than his boss. He was insubordinate to his superiors, thought that he was above the law. Jordan, I don't think there's a whole lot of way to spin that either. So, look, I think it's going to be one of two things. Either the outlets won't cover it at all, or maybe they won't put the actual words out there. Because if these words, the ones that we are seeing are in this report, are reported on, I don't think there's any way to spin them.
And then quickly, Julie wrote on Facebook, Jordan, is there any chance they're catalysts for broader investigations? I mean, absolutely, Than. That's what the IG reports are about. Then you can open up criminal investigations, DOJ investigations. The Inspector General report is the beginning, just very quickly. That's how this works.
Well, and I think the important thing will be to identify the people, because there might be a whole lot of spinoff investigations, Jordan. These same people handle a lot of other very sacred authorities. Who knows how many investigations they'll have to go if they've been proven to be irresponsible.
Victor is calling in from California online, too. Victor, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, you guys. Thank you guys so much for the aggressive work you do exposing the garbage that goes on in Washington. But
thanks, Victor.
My question is, I don't understand at all why nobody is pushing forward on this. If this had happened on the Republican side, Democrats and their leadership would have already had people in jail, fired. And I don't understand the lackadaisical attitude of the Republican Party or those in the leadership position to push this forward and get rid of these people from the FBI, or even for that matter, why we don't have any names of FBI heads or who we can contact, where the American people can just dismantle their emails and their phones with a number of phone calls from the American people questioning what's going on and why things aren't being done already. This has been 2 years now, and it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting more and more reports as we speak about the Inspector General's report. We now know that as Fox News reporting that Hillary was hacked, foreign actors, I think we discussed this already, accessed Clinton's emails, including at least one classified as secret, according to the House Committee's memo. I mean, we talked about this. This is all coming together once again because of the Inspector General's report, Than. And we're going to do, in the next segment of the broadcast, really focus in on your questions and calls. Because what upsets me so much is having an FBI official say they can stop the election. of a president of the United States who was chosen by a party, by election, to represent that party in a general election, and the FBI was trying to interfere and stop that election, that makes me sick. It makes me angry, and I want to see those people brought to justice, and I want to see them exposed. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's get into it.
The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. As you know, Pastor Andrew is facing charges of, quote, Christianization, on trial for simply living out his Christian faith. He could spend the rest of his life in a Turkish prison. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved, and we've submitted a critical legal document to the United Nations. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at aclj.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
All right, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. Let's dive right into some phone calls because I think people are just really upset about what's going on at the FBI, what we're going to find out in this Inspector General's report. And by the way, we've got a team put together at the ACLJ when this very long report comes out, whether that's this afternoon or evening, 500 pages, we're going to be going through it so that by tomorrow's broadcast, we'll be ready to really get you informed about exactly what's in here. But some of the hot pieces are already getting out into the media, like Peter Strzok saying he will make sure he will stop Donald Trump from being elected president. Peter Strzok being the top FBI counterintelligence official at that time, who even joined Bob Mueller's team to investigate the Russia-Trump collusion. He was let go from that team eventually because of his partisan text with Lisa Page. But that was the kind of people that Bob Mueller thought was great to bring on the team. You know, think about that, Peter Strzok. And this now, you have to wonder, Bob Mueller's reading this and saying, wow, this guy wanted to stop Donald Trump from even becoming president of the United States? And how is he going to do that? Using FBI tools and resources? Let's go right to the phones at 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Frank in Florida on line 4. Frank, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, guys. Thank you guys for everything you've done, do for us. Since we know that the FBI is, you know, trying to control the elections and trying to prevent Donald Trump from remaining the president, yeah, you know, trying to come up with all these false cases and stuff. Yep. Yeah, we know they're going to disenfranchise this 2018 election. We know they're going to interfere with it.
Well, not if we get them all behind bars. You know, not if they're all facing criminal charges. I mean, Andrew McCabe's got a criminal referral. Peter Strzok may be having one down the corner. Who knows with Jim Comey? And listen, I think the list goes on. I think, Frank, we have to do our due diligence to make sure these people do not have the power anymore. So Peter Strzok needs to be fired from the FBI. I think that you saw from Jeff Sessions, he said this, We have an IG report from Mr. Horowitz, who will be making this report about Mr. McCabe, who was deputy director at the time of the FBI. I did act on that, and he was terminated. If anyone else shows up in this report to have done something that requires termination, we will do so. I think Jeff Sessions needs to act on that very strictly, and that should reply, 100%. Just based off Peter Strzok saying that he can stop Donald Trump from becoming president, he should be fired. And if you get rid of those kind of people, Jim Comey's already gone, McCabe's already gone, I think, Frank, you can feel better about your FBI. It's not perfect yet, to say the least, but Than, I think you can start feeling better if you start getting those officials and making sure they don't have that power.
Look, Peter Strzok shouldn't have a job at the FBI at the end of today, Jordan. That's seriously, if this text is accurate, and we have no reason to doubt that it is, if it is in this report from the Inspector General, the Attorney General should fire Peter Strzok today, end of story. And it really is to Frank's point. And I see two layers of this here, Jordan. Of course, you've got to root out the players who have been bad actors to keep them from trying to influence elections going forward. But Jordan, there's another layer here. There's a disincentive for future employees of the FBI to ever behave this way again. If they know that the American people are going to insist on their termination, that they're going to expose the bad actors, that they're going to actually make them find another line of work if they behave this way, then new waves of employees inside the FBI will not behave this way going forward. So to answer Frank's question directly, how do you protect the 2018 elections, the 2020 elections, or any election down the road? You make sure that Peter Strzok and anyone who behaved like this is terminated immediately.
Yeah, our producer Will wrote, it's going to be very important to know exactly when that text message was sent where replying back to Lisa Page saying, Trump's not going to ever become president, right? Right, Peter? And Strzok writes back, no, he's not. We'll stop it. We don't know exactly when that was sent. We know it was sent before he was elected president. So it's going to be very important to know when the text was sent so we can get the context of when he said that, how early or how close to the election was that statement made, and also how will they try and parse saying there's no political motivation when he was making a statement about taking action based on his bias. We'll stop it. We'll stop someone from getting elected. And that's not politically motivated. I think a lot of this, again, folks, you have to read and read and read and read between the lines here, and we're just scratching the surface of the surface of the surface of this 500-page-plus report that is coming down later today from the Inspector General. Let's continue to take phone calls. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Stephanie calling from California on line 3. Stephanie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, hello, gentlemen. I just had two things to say. First of all, I think it's pretty rich that they've been blaming the interference on the election on the Russians when they've been, kind of had their hand in all of it.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know, kind of in your opinion, do you think the higher-ups in the FBI, we see that they're interfering with the election. Do you think President Obama knew what was going on?
That's the million-dollar question always. I think that President Obama was very smart not to ever have any documents or pieces of paper that would link him. But what we do know is that his top officials, where they were involved in that unmasking, they were certainly involved in this kind of Russia trying to make that connection. The amounts of unmasking that went up in those final days, remember the Susan Rice memo to herself that she wrote in the last day of the Obama presidency? The surrounding officials of President Obama certainly seemed like they knew what was up. I'm not sure they knew that Peter Strzok and Andrew McCabe were potentially plotting some kind of coup. Again, you can use that word to mean different things. Informational coup, you putting bad things out there about a candidate and try and make them not win an election and try to hurt their chance of winning an election or what, those secret meetings in Andy's office. But what we do know is that the unmasking was wild, Dan, that there was all these different actions surrounding Obama. I don't think it ever gets tied directly to him because he was pretty smart about not letting it get tied to him. But certainly his top acting officials were right in the middle of it.
We say the seventh floor of the FBI a lot, Jordan, and now we know that the entire seventh floor essentially was affected by this scandal. And I would call it a scandal. You know, the caller said that it was rich to draw the comparison that they were blaming the Russians when really they were the ones trying to influence the election. I would add a couple of words there. I would say it's ironic, certainly, but it's also scary, Jordan, because remember, those are the same people. And I've said it a bunch of times, but I really want people to focus on that. Those are the same people who have the power to surveil the American people. And in some cases, we haven't stripped them of their power yet. So did the former president of the United States know? I'm not sure. But what I do know is the people that have some of the most awesome power that we bestow on members of the federal government, Jordan, they're still in power, and they were affected by this scandal. So even if it didn't go past them, you're talking about the tippy-top echelon of the federal government.
Yeah, I mean, this is, again, folks, very serious. These are people that have a lot of power when it comes to counterintelligence, when it comes to national security, when it comes to law enforcement. They, again, I don't want to believe that they have the power to tip elections, but if enough of them got on board together to do so, they probably could. Now, that would be wrong, illegal. You should go to jail for that. You should lose your career. You should lose your pension for that. And that may be what we see coming out of this IG report. But the fact is they were so bold in to say that they could stop President Trump from being elected. One FBI agent making that statement, but is it really just one person, or is he speaking for a number who were working and plotting together? I mean, that's the big question here. You already can include Lisa Page. It sounds like Andy McKay, because they were meeting in Andy's office about all of this and top secretly. So I want to take more of your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. And just reminding you all that this is just the tidbits of what's going to be in this second report. The third report will be on Russia and how the FBI conducted itself. This is on how the FBI conducted the Clinton investigation, the email investigation, the server investigation. Let's take one more call before the next break so we can keep calls coming in. Let's go to Jennifer in California on line 5. Jennifer, you've been holding on. So after you're done with your question or comment, we're going to send you Jay Sekulow's brand new book, Jerusalem, A Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. So stay on the line after you're done speaking to me, and we will get your address and send you that book, Jennifer.
Wow. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to say, you mentioned scary just now. The other thing that's really scary and quite shocking is that after these people clearly knew that Hillary put our country in such danger with having so much on her server, yep, they still wanted her to be the president?
Of course.
Oh, my goodness.
Because they liked the fast and loose style. I mean, they wanted private servers where they could communicate without the U.S. government, even their own people, knowing. Because you know what got Lisa Page and Peter Strzok in trouble? They were communicating on government servers through their text messages. That's why we have access to them. I mean, they knew that Hillary Clinton would be their kind of state actor that would just give them unbelievable resources, no checks on their power, let them do as they please. She aligned with them politically, and so that because she aligned with them politically, they were happy with her. She would let them do their thing. Instead of someone coming to Washington to shake things up at the FBI, to shake things up in our intelligence world. And by the way, the shaking up, things have gotten a whole lot better, haven't they? But you got to fight back hard to change bureaucracy. We told you it's the biggest battle of the Trump presidency was shaking up the bureaucracy, specifically at places like DOJ, which oversees the FBI. We've got another segment coming up. We got phone lines that are full, but keep trying to call in. We're going to take all the calls in the next segment of the broadcast, our final segment, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Just the beginning of the Inspector General's report. The full report should be out later today. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, A Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. As you know, Pastor Andrew is facing charges of, quote, Christianization, on trial for simply living out his Christian faith. He could spend the rest of his life in a Turkish prison. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved, and we've submitted a critical legal document to the United Nations. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at aclj.org.
Final segment, you know what's coming. Later today, should be later today, the Inspector General report on the handling of the investigation by the FBI and Department of Justice into the Clinton email server and all of those emails that were connected to the classified server, where was the server located, all of that. That is a report done by the Inspector General. Should be out later today. We've already gotten some breaking information about what's that in that report, like Peter Strzok telling Lisa Page that Trump will never become president because we'll stop it. So we don't have to go through all of that right now. Attorney Joel Sessions says if there's more people like McCabe who need to be fired because of a report like this, he will terminate them. We know there's more anti-Trump text in here as well, but we'll be looking for the full report. And we'll bring that to you. Now, in this segment, I just want to take the calls. Based off what we already know, let's start just by who's been on the longest, and we'll go from there. Let's start with Steve in California on line six. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Jordan. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for all that you and your dad and your whole team do.
Appreciate it, Steve.
It's really refreshing to listen to you guys every day. You're really a ray of sunshine. My big question is that with folks like Eric Holder and the Clintons and so many other nefarious players milling around, you know, not just in Washington proper, but in the entire political spectrum, what can we learn from this AG's report, and how can we use those tools to dig even deeper than what you guys have already done to make sure that the future elections and process and even hiring practices at the FBI, like in getting Peter Strzok out of the HR department, what can we do to keep the pressure on to move those and clean those nefarious players out of the mix, and how to make our election process and our government hiring process?
Well, Steve, you nailed it. I mean, I said early on, Jeff Sessions had the toughest job because the Department of Justice, which oversees the FBI, was just politicized under and turned into a political weapon under the Obama administration, started by Eric Holder, but then carried on so by Loretta Lynch. So he had to really begin this process of cleaning house. And it's not easy to clean house when you come to bureaucrats. So you have to find out why you can fire them. These kind of reports give you the reasons why you can fire them. So I think that the Attorney General has said he will make terminations based off this report, just like he fired Andrew McCabe. I would like to see many more of those terminations if they are warranted. People like Peter Strzok. Lisa Page is already gone, but make sure she's barred from reentering. You know, make sure she is with bad remarks because of what she did. Don't let her escape without anything in her records about this. That is how you've got to clean house. And I think secondly, by cleaning house, you remind people that if you ever try to do this again, you're going to become a household name and your career will be ruined. So Peter Strzok wanted to sound tough in that I'm going to stop President Trump from becoming president. And guess what? He may be working in the HR department right now, but he's never going to be the head of counterintelligence at the FBI again, regardless of what party won, because of what he did here and how he acted here. And I encourage Attorney General Sessions. If all this information is true, Peter Strzok should be on the way out of the FBI today. Enough is enough. Follow in Lisa Page's footsteps, but maybe he has to be forced out the door. Let's go back to the phones at 1-800-684-3110. Matt calling in from New Mexico on line two. Matt, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Jordan.
Hey, Matt.
Jordan. Real quick, you've speculated as to whether or not Strzok was speaking for himself or other people. I think his statement itself establishes that. He says, we'll stop it.
Yeah.
Not I'll stop it. And so whether it's him and Page or him and McCabe or all three of them or maybe someone else or others, I think that's pretty well established by the statement itself.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think he was talking about that secret group. I mean, I know people think that's conspiratorial, but I really do. I mean, and think about it now. Andrew McCabe has been fired. Because of his activities and lying under oath. So not someone to be trusted. And these guys were reporting to, Matt, and saying that they were going to meet secretly with. So I agree with you. I don't think it was Peter Strzok. He may try to sound tough, but saying he alone could take down stop President Trump from becoming president. They wanted the special counsel appointed. They could have been working with Jim Comey on that. They all worked very closely together. And they thought maybe that special counsel could stop Trump or maybe stop his reelection or just get him out of office. And again, we all know that because Jim Comey testified that he did what he did so that a special counsel, he leaked all those memos so that a special counsel would be appointed. Let's take Joanne's call from Maine on line one. Or is it Joan on line one? Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, it's Joanne. Thank you.
Hey, Joanne.
Hi. Thank you so much for all that you do and the information you put out there. And I just wanted to give my opinion and my comment on the whole gist of it all.
Yeah.
The analogy I want to give is in a dysfunctional family, when someone finds out about the wrongs that are in the family, whatever it may be, you know, a drug addiction, alcoholism, sexual abuse, whatever it is, that becomes what they've talked about through the years as the white elephant in the room, that once nobody wants to even acknowledge it. And then when someone finally has the guts to say something about it, now they become the enemy in the family. Well, with the media and the Democratic Party, Trump has become the enemy. And he's pointing out all the injustices and all the swamp full of the nonsense that's out there. And I'm grateful that this text has come out about them saying, we'll stop it.
They are the swamp. They are the alligators. The truth is they sometimes think they have more bite than they do. And I think Donald Trump showed them that he was a unique candidate. But let me tell you something. I think pre-Trump, they were more effective because they were used to the normal politicians who couldn't take an issue. And if any kind of scandalous kind of thing came up, they were rocked. And they couldn't do that with President Trump. So what did they decide to do with him? How can we get a special counsel to investigate him? Well, we'll work with Jim Comey and we'll work with Andrew McCabe. And Andrew McCabe ends up getting fired. I bet Peter Strzok ends up getting fired for this. Lisa Page runs away from the whole situation. And by the way, Peter Strzok got hired by Bob Mueller to join the team, but later fired by Bob Mueller and back to the FBI and HR because he was so partisan in the partisan text. But how long what did they do with the information that Peter Strzok gathered for the special counsel? I mean, all these questions, right? The truth is President Trump kind of rose above all of this, but it doesn't mean that any of these people should not be held accountable. We still have a special counsel investigation ongoing, started by these individuals who wanted to take down President Trump. It's time they start going down. They start losing their jobs. They start getting criminally investigated and fired like Andrew McCabe and possibly in the situation with Jim Comey, fired. Is there criminal wrongdoing? We're going to find out. 500 pages or so are coming later this afternoon from the Inspector General, and Than, Washington is waiting on eggshells for it.
They're waiting with bated breath, and I want to say it again. Peter Strzok should not have a job at the end of the day. Not only this text message saying he's going to try to overturn the election results. Jordan, he was also the one that interviewed Hillary Clinton. He did it while knowing, as we see in this report, that foreign actors had accessed her server. Jordan, by the time the sun goes down in Washington, D.C., he should be out of a job.
Folks, what a week it's been so far. Just so far. All right, so we'll get this document. And I hope we break it down for you tomorrow on the broadcast. We're ready for it. All 500 pages. We will talk to you about it tomorrow on Jay Sekulow Live. In the meantime, support the work. The reason why we can put a big team together to go through 500 pages is because we've got the people in place because of the support you give to the American Center for Law and Justice. Donate to the ACLJ at aclj.org. That's aclj.org so we can break down this report and get it to you on tomorrow's broadcast.
The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at aclj.org.